fighting for America.
You've got tremendous love for this country, Kevin, and the people of Idaho. And anybody that has had a chance to be able to get to know you, even just listening to you on the radio, knows you got a heart of gold, man. And we all appreciate it.
Fighting for Idaho.
Hey, thanks again, Kevin, and thanks to the IDO. You know, we appreciate you and the community, obviously. Appreciate you guys all the time. I'm just another one.
Fighting for you.
Everybody isn't Kevin Miller, and I'm not just saying this. I said this behind your back. You are one of the best in the entire country. I know that for a fact. But you are an exception, sadly, a big exception to what our industry has become.
Boise's Mr. Right, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award. Kevin Miller in the morning on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
All right, 580 KIDO, good morning. Thank you for joining us. A little wet outside. Take a look at the temperature right now. 6:05, it's 72 in Boise. Kevin Miller in the morning at 580 KIDO. Okay, we got that out of the way. And coming up, we'll be chasing our friend Kerry Patton, and we'll take a look at, well, just the issue involving the ISIS-ISIL threat, front page of the Drudge today. And this is something that, you know, you're not going to get anywhere else. And sometimes we don't like the truth, but we really need to understand it, comprehend it, and realize the threat that we have here. The big headline is ISIS at the border. Now, I understand that the NFL is a big deal, and I've been looking at our friend Alex from Patriot Pawn and Gun, our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, going back and forth concerning the debate concerning corporal punishment, and we will talk about Adrian Peterson today, because it's not about Adrian Peterson. It's not really about Ray Rice. It's about, I guess, the very core foundations of our family unit. You know, the idea of what type of discipline is appropriate, what's the difference between good, solid discipline and abuse. So we will take a look at that and get your thoughts. And I think this is going to be a lot of soul searching for men. You're going, Kevin, it's Tuesday morning. All I want to do is get my coffee, my Egg McMuffin, and hit the road, as opposed to, you know, taking a look at going into my inner psyche. But we see that. And it's something that Glenn Beck talked a little bit about yesterday that I've been harping on for a couple weeks. The end of the sports media as we know it. Take a look at all the social commentary that is going on when you should be talking about the games and everything else. And all we're hearing about is domestic violence, Roger Goodell the liar, Adrian Peterson beating his kid. It's crazy. And the idea of what is discipline and what is abuse. And I believe that's where we will start today. Again, we'll be looking for our friend Kerry Patton. If we get him, great. If we don't, so be it. I guess the big question today, my friends, my brothers and sisters, is are there any consequences in our society today? You know, we take a look at, and I'm going to try and bring this together, and please don't think that this is turning into a sports program. But when sports crosses a line, we should talk about it. And we have become a nation of jock sniffers to a degree. Look, I'm out there talking about whether it's the Ducks or Alabama or the Tide or what have you. I'm as guilty as anybody else. I think we're living in a time where we're just so overwhelmed. We're so flooded with bad news. We need an escape. And sports has become that escape. Now, maybe for some of you that like playing the fantasy football, the NFL, but for me, it's always been college football. And I love college football. I love, you know, the pageantry. But to me, something seems to be missing. And I think it's our priorities. Now, take a look at let me just run down a few things. And by the way, as I go through this hodgepodge here in the morning, I'd love to get your thoughts at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. What is discipline and what is abuse? You know, and people say, well, it's an age thing, and you've got Chris Carter mouthing off and everything else. You've got folks from the NFL today going back and forth, Boomer Esiason versus Charles Barkley. And maybe this will help spur you on. Let's take a listen to this. What is discipline and what is abuse?
I'll tell you what. You want to know what the best next step is? That guy should never be on the field again. And I don't want to hear about how he grew up, what he learned. This was a whipping of a four-year-old boy, for God's sake. And all I'm telling you right now, that is sickness to me. And
I'm from the South. Whipping is, we do that all the time. Every black parent in the South is going to be in jail under those circumstances.
There you have it. Charles Barkley, Boomer Esiason, two different views. One saying it's abuse, the other say it's whipping. And I think this is what happens when we don't have shame in our society, when we try and justify things because we want to be entertained. What was the most horrific thing that has happened in the past few years when we're talking not of sports, not of college sports, but of all sports? The Jerry Sandusky scandal. Jerry Sandusky molested innocent little boys, and I will just leave it at there, abused little boys. It was covered up by one of the most prestigious institutions in the country. Everybody cried. Everybody thought that the coach at the time, Joe Paterno, got it wrong. They took down his statue. Joe Pa's statue had to go. And they thought that Joe got it wrong, and Joe was being falsely accused, and Joe probably should have gone to jail for covering it up. Because in the real world, without the big money attorneys, without everybody else, you do go to jail. There are consequences. In fact, let's face it, our criminal justice system is biased against the little man. If you can't afford the big money attorneys, you're done. I mean, we talk about a fair and balanced trial, and who did we have in here once talking about the good public defenders? Yeah, they're good, but they're not making $250 an hour. They're not wearing the nice suits, driving the big cars. They're learning at your expense. God bless the public defenders, but you're not going to get the same type of service you get with the big money attorneys. Adrian Peterson, Rusty, the attorney he hired, Rusty Harden, he's the guy that did the Roger Clemens case. But I digress. Back to an issue that matters to you at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. So we have the jock culture that is sitting back and, you know, saying, oh, poor Joe, poor Penn State, poor the kids. So now they're going to be able to play in a bowl this year. And isn't that great? And the scholarships are going to come back because really football is more important than sending a message against abusing little boys. And I understand the current staff at Penn State had absolutely nothing to do with it. But still, it's the institution that covered it up. It's the institution that needs to pay. Number one. Number two, I find it amazing that all the women's groups and everybody else are rallying against Ray Rice. By the way, Ray Rice, the running back that clocked his girlfriend, now wife, had the audacity to demand that he's going to be reinstated in the NFL. He's been denied employment. And we've had other people, noted conservatives, say that this is a good thing. I can't get behind a spousal abuser. I can't get behind a child abuser. I just can't do that. Can you? And yet we have Ray Rice having the gall to go before the NFL, the NFL Players Association. And are we surprised? Heck, look at who the NFL or ESPN employs. Ray Lewis, a guy that if he didn't have the big money attorneys and everything else, what was he accused of being involved in a murder? And then he forgot what happened routinely. You have other people that have been involved in domestic situations, and we wink, wink, nod, nod, look the other way. You take a look at the culture permeated to our young people today with hip-hop and everything else. And we're surprised that you have the disrespect of women. We have the disrespect of the family unit. Now, Adrian Peterson's defense is, look, my daddy did it to me. Does that make it right? And what is discipline and what is punishment? Here's Vikings general manager Rick Spielman yesterday.
Based on the extensive information that we have right now and what we know about Adrian, not only as a person, but what he has also done for this community, we believe he deserves to play while the legal process plays out.
The legal process plays out. Should this gentleman play in the NFL right now? Should this gentleman sit back and be allowed to earn his living? He hasn't been convicted of anything. And we go back to the comments of Charles Barkley and Boomer Esiason.
I'll tell you what. You want to know what the best next step is? That guy should never be on the field again. And I don't want to hear about how he grew up, what he learned. This was a whipping of a four-year-old boy, for God's sake. And all I'm telling you right now, that is sickness to me.
I'm from the South. Whipping is, we do that all the time. Every black parent in the South is going to be in jail under those circumstances.
Under those circumstances, Charles Barkley talking about corporal punishment. Now, again, I've seen this debate play out on Facebook and everything else. To me, and I believe there are 19 states currently that allow schools to implement corporal punishment. And I can remember this, and I believe there's a young lady that actually attended the same school here in the Treasure Valley that listens every morning at 580KIDO. I can remember that long walk in the hall in Warner Robins, Georgia, to Charlie Harper Miller Hills Elementary School, where I would sit back and you messed up in class, you went to go see the principal's office. You got in a fight, you went to the principal's office. And you know what happened to you? You got swatted. And we would always brag about how many swats we got. Was it 2? Was it 5? Was it 10? Amazing when we're thinking about this. How many swats did you get? And I'll tell you what those swats did. They gave you that negative reinforcement that behavior wasn't to be tolerated, wasn't to be enforced, wasn't to be done again, or you'd get more swats. And today you have parents that don't believe in corporal punishment. They believe that that's abuse. They believe that you can reason with little Johnny and little Sally, and maybe that works for them. But it comes down to this with you and me at 580-5436, 580-KIDO. Should this guy, in fact, be playing in the NFL, the jock culture that we live in, and what type of discipline do you use? What was used on you? Remember the popular show Good Will Hunting? You remember this clip.
The father was an alcoholic, mean drunk. He'd come home hammered, looking to wail on somebody. So I'd provoke him so he wouldn't go after my mother and little brother. Interesting nights were when he wore his rings.
He used to just put a wrench, a stick, and a belt on the table and just say, choose.
Well, I gotta go with the belt there, Vanna.
I used to go with the wrench.
Why the wrench?
Because f*** him, that's why.
There you have it, 617 at 580KIDO. 71 in Meridian, let's get you to work safe.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
I'll tell you what, you want to know what the best next step is? That guy should never be on the field again. And I don't want to hear about how he grew up, what he learned. This was a whipping of a 4-year-old boy, for God's sake. And all I'm telling you right now, that is sickness to me. And
I'm from the South. Whipping is, we do that all the time. Every black parent in the South is going to be in jail under those circumstances.
There you have it, a tale of two worlds. What is abuse and what is discipline? Kevin Miller in the morning. Coming up, we will talk a little bit about ISIS, ISIL. You can't even say we're going to talk a little bit about it. It is the perhaps gravest threat that we've faced in quite some time. Are we taking it seriously? We go to the phones. We're joined by our friend Alex from Patriot Pawn and Gun. Good morning, Alex.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, and congratulations on that Marconi Award. That was awesome. It's good to hear a fellow, I guess we're starites, is that how you'd say it? A fellow star resident getting such a prestigious award. That's awesome.
It's all happening in Star, Idaho.
It is. Yeah, the little town of Star. I'm glad you are addressing this issue of child abuse, and I appreciate you taking my call. It's a very emotional topic for me personally, having grown up a victim of abuse. I'm looking at the Adrian Peterson story. It brings back a lot of painful memories. But I think it's important. I think you hit the nail on the head. It's important to define terms. And discuss what is legal child discipline versus what is state-defined child abuse. And I think it's good for, a lot of religious parents to consider, beating their children with rods or whips or, I guess in Adrian Peterson's case, he took a tree pruning and whipped his son and he caused physical injury. That is clear-cut state-defined child abuse. That is not legal, biblical child discipline. And I think it's important when we discuss these issues that we're clear on defining those terms. In the case with Adrian Peterson, his 4-year-old son, it's just heartbreaking. the trauma that and terror that child must have gone through with a grown man, you know, at the hands of his own father, who's there to protect him and love him, just whipping him like he's a dog. I mean, we treat our animals within the church oftentimes better than we treat our children, and that's just wrong.
And the issue involving this little kid, he's 4 years old, there's welts and everything else, and Peterson saying this is what was done to him, do you buy that as a defense?
I don't. Again, you know, I broke the cycle of abuse in my home. You know, having been the victim, it should make Peterson more empathetic toward his kid. I mean, doesn't he remember what it was like? You know, I certainly do. And I, you know, when I had my children, I looked at them and realized, you know, how evil the abuse that was done to me really was. I thought, you know, I love these kids. I could never hurt them in the way that I was hurt. And, you know, and then it complicates things when you're told that this is being done to you in the name of Jesus, you know, because God tells us we need to beat you into submission. I mean, it's just a terrible, you know, has a terrible effect on a child's psyche and just teaches you to fear your parents and, you know, to just live in constant fear of, you know, when you're going to catch the next beating. And it's certainly not rehabilitative at all. I mean, you know, if God is real and if the Bible is true, then it seems like God's discipline is always rehabilitative. It's not, you know, retributive. It's not meant to, you know, harm or to hurt. It's always meant to encourage and to help you, you know, overcome whatever it is you're doing. So, you know, like in our home, I personally don't choose corporal punishment, and largely just because I don't want to get anywhere near the line. I mean, I'm not saying that all corporal punishment is abuse. I mean, certainly there is responsible corporal punishment. If you leave a, you know, child's clothing on and you maybe swat them with your hand and you don't leave any marks or bruises or draw blood, and you're careful to hit them, you know, with your hand on their buttocks. I'm not an extreme person in that area. I wouldn't call that abuse, but certainly, and the state and laws agree, if you're hitting a child so hard that you're leaving the kind of open wounds and marks and scars that you saw all over Adrian Peterson's son, I mean, that's clear-cut abuse. And, you know, we got that in our home, and we got much worse than that, you know, hit in the head, locked, you know, my brother's locked in a closet. I mean, just terrible, way over-the-line stuff. And it just, you know, what it does is it damages the child. And statistic after statistic, peer-reviewed study after scholarly peer-reviewed study shows time and again that there is a much higher rate of, you know, incarceration, much higher rate of being addicted to drugs among...
Let me hit you with this, though, Alex, here at 580 KIDO. And again, I want to thank you for being very honest. I know that's not easy, and you should be applauded for your courage. Let me hit you with this. What about the example I gave you of, you know, being in elementary school, Miller Hill is elementary school, and Charlie Harper, the principal, "Well, Kevin, you're going to get it." And, oh, I got it. And I'll tell you something, I behaved at least for a week after that.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's certainly a little bit of truth to, you know, crime and punishment and, you know, doing something wrong and having a consequence to that behavior. But does it have to be a violent punishment, especially when you're a child? In our home, you know, we choose nonviolent means to discipline our children, and it works very well. And I just question the effectiveness. If the goal, you know, what's your goal when you're disciplining these kids at school or at home? Is it to help them? Is it to help correct behavior, or is it something else? If it's to help them and correct behavior, then study after study shows that violent discipline to children doesn't help them. It increases their odds of becoming a felon. It increases their odds of being a drug addict. It increases their odds of being violent and repeating abuse. What it does is it teaches a child, if you got a problem, hitting another person is the way to correct that problem.
Well, and violence is horrible. Alex, thank you for the call. Our friend Alex from Patriot Pawn and Gun, located in Star and Meridian, Idaho. We go to Jim in Middleton at 580KIDO with Kevin Miller in the morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Kevin. I just wanted to weigh in there. I think Alex is just a little misguided. I'm very sorry that he was abused as a child. You know, he takes it to extreme when he says, well, God, people are taking it to the point where they're beating their kids into submission. Okay, that is not the case at all, Kevin. And I was swatted and smacked, and a couple times I got a few welts on my body also that wouldn't define as child abuse. But looking back, you know, my mother did a fantastic job. We never got a whooping that we didn't deserve, and it did help because she administered it, you know, correctly. And, you know, if we sassed our parents, Kevin, in especially in the day, I mean, you got a backhand, and you got it right now. And what I look at, this is how I look at the situation. I look at kids today opposed to kids that were born in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and what have you. And I look at society today, and I'm sorry that this more passive way of dealing with things, you know, it's just we see the disrespect with kids. They don't have the respect for their elders that they once did. So, you know, if you look at the whole picture, not just part of the picture. And I have three kids. I've got one kid I don't think that's maybe ever been spanked. And then another one, that's what it called for. It called for a little attention getting.
Well, I don't know how parents discipline the kids without the corporal punishment. That's not a shot at anybody. But, you know, how I learned was, you know, you throw rocks at somebody's windows, you're going to pay for the window, and you're going to pay when you get home.
Exactly. And what you did at school. And I'm going to stay on this subject, but I'm going to go back a few hundred years, Kevin, and I'll put them together very quickly. Okay. Andrew Jackson, I believe it was, when we had the Muslim pirates, terrorists, in the early 1800s, the president sent ships down into the African coast area where a lot of the pirating was going on, and he just annihilated these radical Muslims.
Sure.
Okay? And
you
never heard anything with these people, because American went over there and they destroyed them. They demoralized them for their behavior. And we had no problems with these people. Now you soft-hand them like we are now, Kevin. Look what they're doing. They're cutting heads off in front of TV, in the television, and we have our politicians. Well, let's not overreact, okay? This is the mentality. And I don't want to get the wrong impression that we need to beat the hell out of our kids.
We're not saying that, but Jim, I got to run. Thank you.
Okay, take care, Kevin.
Our great friend Jim from Middleton. And let me just put it to you this way. I don't want to get the wrong give you the wrong impression, but one of the highlights of my life, in fact, I put this on my professional resume, is that when I went to Catholic school in third grade, Sister Delarina actually retired the paddle. And she was very proud that she had retired the paddle for, what was it, 8, 10, 15 years, something like that? Well, yours truly brought the paddle out of retirement. I think she cried more than I did. Kevin Miller, 580 KIDO.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 3. Now back to Kevin Miller on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, thank you for starting your day with us. Don't forget, tomorrow we are at East Junior High School. Thanks to CapEd Credit Union, promoting our schools, securing our future, and looking forward to talking, well, to the teachers, the administrators, the kids, the parents, the unsung heroes that make Idaho a better place. Really looking forward to that tomorrow. Once again, we thank CapEd Credit Union for believing in us to make that happen. We go to O and Eagle at 580 KIDO. Good morning, O.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you?
Living the dream, brother.
Living the dream. Well, I have prepared a special Kevin Miller limerick, if you'd like to hear it this morning, and I'm happy to weigh in on any child abuse or any other issue, of course.
Sure.
Without opinion. All right, here goes the limerick. I hope the recorders are ready.
It doesn't start with Nantucket, does it?
No, it does not, thankfully. We call him Kevin Miller. His KIDO show is killer. From Boise to Shoshone, he's our favorite jabroni. P.S., he now rocks a Marconi.
You know, I think you're good enough, actually, to make the Kevin Miller promo there, not the intro. Ray, I think that we could probably use that for the promo.
All right.
You know, this is why one day you are destined to be hanging out with Jimmy Kimmel, Jimmy Fallon, and whoever, Stephen Colbert.
Sounds good to me.
And on a more serious note, number one, how's your business coming along?
Coming along good.
Number two, your thoughts being the conservative comedian on how to handle this serious topic is child abuse.
Well, you know, thanks for asking about the business. It's coming along. Got my new location. I'm working on getting a remodel done before I can move in and get to work. So I'm excited about that. I'm headed to a business breakfast this morning. But the Adrian Peterson thing, you know, for me, I don't have kids, Kevin, and so I don't usually weigh in on school topics, but this one is easy enough to weigh in on. The kid's 4 years old. You can't go beating on a four-year-old. It's pretty simple, especially to leave marks. You know, it was clearly over the top. And, you know, he should be punished accordingly. Should he be kicked out of the NFL? No, I don't think so. But he went over the top. I mean, that's ridiculous. The kid's four. How much trouble can a four-year-old get themselves into? That's where I draw the line.
Well, oh, we appreciate it. And don't drink the water at that business breakfast.
Yeah, I won't drink the water. So I'll catch up with you later, Kevin. Have a good day. And congrats on the Martoni. That's quite an achievement.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right. Owen Eagle, 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller in the morning. Last night, Bill O'Reilly got fired up. Let's take a listen at 580 KIDO.
I know you like the president. You're kind of bullish toward his policies. Do you personally believe he can wage an effective terror war?
Yes, I do. That's why I was disappointed to hear you talk about reluctant warrior and folly, because, in fact, Bill, what the president is doing, according to the polls, is widely supported by the American people. They may have doubts about, you know, will this be enough, but they support what he's done so far. What he is doing in terms of the airstrikes, no boots on the ground, you know, creating a coalition, potentially having Muslims fighting Muslims, that's letter and verse what the American people want done. And the American people
are not reluctant warriors,
except to the extent that we don't want to repeat the errors of 10 years ago and get locked into some, you know, ancient dispute.
A lot of what the president said he wants to do, arming the Syrian rebels, is just foolishness. It's not going to happen. It's pie in the sky. Most Americans don't know that. They're not involved with the micro of all of this. And it's an old cliche, you know, you can talk a good game. But when you just strip it away, every military analyst says the same thing. You're not going to get these guys unless you have some Americans on the ground helping the other forces, directing them right in to get them. That's it.
Here's the deal. ISIS, ISIL, this has to be the worst foreign policy I've seen since Carter. And, you know, I've been around a long time. However, the difference between Carter and today is we had AM radio was king, number one. God, to go back to those days, that would be so great, so outstanding, when what was said on AM radio was permeated everywhere else. Not that it isn't, but you know what I'm saying. We had the oil embargo, we had Afghanistan, we had the hostages. Those are pretty serious issues. But when you have Jihadist John killing people and calling out Obama and calling out David Cameron, how do you define that? How do you stop that? And my friends, and it's very easy for this portly, receding hairline, whatever else self-deprecating description I can give to be a tough guy on the air with you. But when we see our beautiful men and women in the prime of their lives, mamas and daddies going to war to fight these blanks, are we going to limit them? Are we going to have the restrictive rules of engagement that we have to play patty cake baker's man before we kill them? They want to kill us. Do we unleash the fury of the American military, or do we bring in some jabroni bogus coalition? I don't know about you, but I'm looking at Meet the Press. Why? Because I get up early on Sunday. Why? Because Chuck Todd has a goatee, and I used to have a goatee, and he's losing his hair, so I kind of relate to him. And he loves politics. He had James Baker on. You remember James Baker, the fixer, the former Secretary of State, one of the nicest, most astute politicians ever. Could have been a wonderful president for that big coalition, if you will. The real coalition. The one that liberated Kuwait. You remember that? We're not that old, are we? So as I'm sitting there watching Baker talking about this coalition and what the president has to do and can do, this pales in comparison. I mean, these folks are ready to go. you take a look at the cuts to our military. You take a look at the cuts to services. Now, again, I'm not a big spender, but if I could make sure that my taxes, an additional 5 or 10%, went to the veterans, went to veterans treatment, went to treating PTSD, traumatic brain injury, instead of these social programs, I would do it in a heartbeat, because these people have done things that we will never do, and thank God for them. To sit there and flippantly say, it's time that we're not going to put boots on the ground. Look, I don't know how many people from Vietnam I have to talk to that say it's the whole thing all over again. Let's get you to traffic now at 580 KI.
Brian Wiley, weekdays at 6. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
Let me ask you about what your colleague Rand Paul said about it this morning. He said it's a mistake to arm them. Most of the arms that we've given the so-called moderate rebels have wound up in the hands of ISIS because ISIS simply takes it from them, or it is given to them, and we mistakenly actually end up giving it to some radicals. How? Look, things
has
are
Rand
very...
Paul, has Rand Paul ever been to Syria? Has he ever met with ISIS? Has he ever met with any of these people? No. We're going to have a fight because it's patently false. This is the same Rand Paul that said we didn't want to have anything to do with anything to do in the Middle East, by the way. I don't want to get in a fight with him at all.
Yeah.
But it's not true. I know these people. I'm in contact with them all the time.
Senator, I know your background. I believe you when you say you have sources on the ground. But I've got to be clear, because I was a little surprised. It was in The Hill. It was in This Weekend. They cite the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights monitoring events for the United Kingdom. And what they said, the groups agreed to a non-aggression pact in which they promised not to attack each other. You're saying this report in The Hill by this group is false. And you know for
I know for a fact that the Free Syrian Army is being attacked by both Bashar Assad and by ISIS, and they have suffered hundreds of casualties at the hands of both. I know that they are not giving up their fight. I know that we can make them strong and resilient, but arming and equipping 5,000 a year in the face of a 30,000-man army means that the United States of America is not serious.
There you have it, John McCain with our own Sean Hannity. By the way, you can catch Sean today at 3 right after Dave Ramsey at 580 KIDO. Kevin Miller with you, 655. Now, look, I'm not a bright person. That's why we've got our friend Alan L. Morton, attorney at law, coming on, Emily Wither coming on, you coming on. But here's what I don't get about Syria. Assad's a thug. He kills, brutalizes people. However, he doesn't harm the Christians. Okay? Then you've got the Free Syrian Army. And didn't John McCain go over there and go, that was a Western. Anyway, it all fades together. But John McCain went over there to hang out with those guys. So they're the good guys. And then you have ISIS, the bad rebels. So you have the thug, the good rebels, the bad rebels. Is this a recipe for disaster? I would think so. Linda in Emmett with K. Millie at 580 KIDO. Good morning, baby.
Good morning, darling. How you doing?
You know, just hearing your voice when you call gives me goosebumps, and we won't tell that to Mrs. Miller.
Oh, boy. Secrets.
I know.
They start here, and they spread out all over the world.
I'm with you.
Where do you find the truth in any of this?
Where is the truth?
Where do you go? Who do you talk to? They've all got their own version. They all think we should do this and we should do that. And
well, let me hit you with this. I mean, are you ready for Americans to go back to the Middle East? I don't even know how we can swing that.
We don't have enough staffing in any of our branches to go back in there. It'd take us a good 5 years to rebuild to what we were prior to going into Iraq and Afghanistan. Either that or it's going to be all reserve troops.
And you would have folks from here, as we did before with the 116th, the 168th, and others. And are we ready and willing and able to do that?
I'm thinking you're going to find a lot of people who are going to say it's not our fight. I disagree with the fact that it's not our fight, because obviously two of our own people have been beheaded by these, I won't say the word I'd like to use, but these quote-unquote people, I think they're thugs and murderers and anything else you want to tack onto that sentence. But why would we give Syria arms? Come on. John McCain must be getting senile. You know, because they go into Syria, and then where do they go from Syria? They go into Iraq because they fall into the wrong hands in the beginning. It's insane. The whole thing is absolutely insane. But what I called about was Adrian.
Well, you're going to have to call back because we're out of time here. But you call back next hour.
Okay, we'll do.
Don't tell anybody, okay?
Okay.
All right, Linda. Thank you.
You announced it all over the valley, but that's all right. I'll call back.
Okay.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye, sweet. 580KIDO. Good morning, Dave. 580KIDO coming up next, exclusively live to the Middle East with Emily Wither, Fox News Radio. Stay tuned. Stay informed. Serving Emily.